Must be disappointment today, Andrew.
Andrew. That's a new one.
Must be disappointment today, James, getting beat against Gaza 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I think everyone didn't see that coming. You know, a game of two halves. The gaffer wanted us to come out and, you know, make a stamp on the game, and we did that within the space of half an hour. We were 2-0 up and everything was going so well until our leader, you know, our skipper, our captain, got injured.
Do you think it was a game that what could have been, the injuries that we had?
I think it was a game that sort of panned out to Geisley's benefit, really. We were 2-0 up at half time. We knew that they could only come and attack us to try and get a goal up. We lose our captain. Therefore, we then sort of drop a little bit deeper, be a little bit cautious, giving them space to put crosses into the box and get the goal that they needed within 10 minutes of the second half.
I said it was hard for you to do anything when you were up front, really. Because you were...
Yeah, I mean,
it was obviously, but your ball.
Yeah, but I think because we were dropping so deep and we were a little bit under pressure and didn't want to concede the goal, you know, we wasn't picking out passes or putting the ball into areas where we'd hurt guys like we did in the first half. I mean, the first half we were putting balls into areas where we was hurting them and we were getting at them. The second half we dropped off a little bit and the balls just weren't, you know, they just weren't reaching. They weren't going past the halfway line. They were sort of like clearance balls, if you will, just to like load the pressure off. And, you know, credit to guys, they just kept putting pressure on us.
Did the gaffer give you some good words at half time? Obviously, you
2-0.
Yeah. Just carry on as
you are. Yeah, he said, you know, we had an unbelievable start, you know, 2-0 up. You know, we're playing against a team who's played in this league for 6-7 years. You know, before today, they've missed out on the playoffs 4 times on the trot. Whereas we're a new team in this league, getting to the playoff final achievement in itself is unbelievable. So we knew we still had a job to do. It wasn't over. But, you know, I think with T getting injured, Jarvo, who had an unbelievable second half, who's played so well, and then Sam getting injured, it's just not the stuffing out of us.
Where are you going?
They've got to take out the second half performance. They scored three, but
they was expected to attack. You know what I mean? They was expected to attack us. We didn't really have a shot, you know, at their goal until the last 10 minutes. Flynn has had an header that's bounced off the line. Whether it's gone over the line or not, I'm not too sure. But, you know, I think it sums it up as us last week at Boston where, you know, they were deflated and, you know, it's happened to us this week and that's just the way football goes.
Do you think this is a platform now to build on for next year?
I think so, yeah. Obviously, the gaffer will bring in a couple of players. We'll re-sign the players that we need to cement, you know, the place, the spine of the club, of the team. And we've got Daz coming back. Burns here, another lad who's got so much potential, age on his side. Jack Lynch as well. We've got Doddy who's come back from injury. So the squad together is very, very tight, you know, and we all get on. So I think just a couple of additions will only strengthen us.
I seem to stick a lot of positives now for next year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, next season again, we'll aim for the playoffs like we did this season. You know, that's all we can do.
You've mentioned Sheffield a lot of times before, but is this the team you want to progress with? I want.
Yeah, of course. You know, I want to stay at the club. Obviously, you know, a few clubs. Obviously, you know. Are interested in a lot of our young players as well, but I'm happy here and the gaffer knows that, you know, the directors and the chairman know that, and the sooner I can put pen to paper and get another contract, the better.
Now it's just Gary Footcroft influence moving forward.
Unbelievable. He's an absolute, I just adore him to bits, honestly. I do. He's just a person who's just, you look up to, and you know, people would think where he's been, where he's played in the Premier League, people look at and brand them sort of players without even meeting them, you know, sort of like big time. But since I've been here, he's done nothing but help me and help me progress and give me love and looked after me so much, you know. I just only wish I could have repaired him with getting promotion.
I said this season has been very highlights much beyond one game this season.
It's got to be Boston, hasn't it? The highlight for us, Adam Roscoe scoring that goal, and you know, every away game, you know, the way we're looked after, the way the gaffer goes out of his way to look after us, put us up in a hotel, and you know, you don't get that at other clubs. People, you know, need to start realising, you know, the work that the gaffer puts in. You know, he doesn't need to do it. He could just turn up on a Tuesday and Thursday and say, right, we're playing, you know, away at Boston on Saturday, we'll set off early morning. But the things that he wants to do for us as a team is unbelievable.
I said you obviously can't wait now to get going for next season.
Yeah, obviously I want to get a contract sorted and kick on now and concentrate for next season.
Like I said, there's a lot of volunteers and fans that come down and you know, look after us, Graham and Ken and everyone else.
Yeah,
The
volunteers, you know, are unbelievable behind closed doors what they do. The support that we've had, the support that's grown over the last 6 months, the attendance that's got more and more. It's just, you know, you can just see that the club is going in the right direction. Okay, we didn't make it this season, but it's our first season in this league. Next season, we'll aim for the playoffs again.
I say you first signed in, but you thought like rowing their lights, and then you should have gone with.
Obviously, I knew what the size of the club, the potential of the club, the manager and the backroom staff, the experience that they'd have, and it was a no-brainer for me. Buxton was amazing, yeah. You know, we won 2-0 and it was great. And we just got to show character now, keep the lads together, work hard in pre-season and go again next season.
I said there's a lot of big teams in the conference north next year, but hopefully we'll be able to
play with them. Yeah, there's big teams, but you know, we showed this season that there's big teams and there's teams that have played in this league for 10 years, you know. So you've got to look at the teams that have been in this league for the amount of time that they have. I mean, you only have to look at Harrogate, who were favourites at the start of the season, and look where they finished. They've been in this league for 10 years and they've never been promoted. We've been in this league for the first season, got to the playoff final, won the cup at Reebok, and we can only get better.
I say you're the main striker, highest goal scorer this season.
Yeah, I don't look at myself as a main striker. Obviously, we work in a partnership as a three up top, and we all work hard together and for each other. And we all, you know, share the goals. You've got to look at Josh Hine and Jack Doney, who's been playing out wide, who don't play the particular position. And you've got to give credit to them lads who are willing to go out week in, week out and do a job even though they're not comfortable with that position. You know, there's no lone striker at this club. We work together and we get our goals together.
Like I said, Daz has been injured all season, but he still played an important part this year.
Daz was amazing. He was on fire before he got injured, and you know, next season I just can't wait to see him back in pre-season and firing again.
I said Charlie must be a big team now going forward.
Charlie are a massive team. You know, you just have to look at the attendance of the club. Outside of the conference, we'd be in the top 5-6, I think. And like you said, the fans are behind us, the support's behind us. We've got the foundations in place to build and grow.